Morning, everybody. Good morning. My name is Josh. For those who have never met me before, it's nice to meet you. For those who have seen me before, well, it's good to see you again. Today, I'm going to talk about fear. And fear is a powerful emotion that we all experience at some point in our lives. It can be paralyzing, and it can hold us back, but it can also be a catalyst for growth and change. As humans, we often fear the unknown, the uncertain, and the things that we cannot control. We fear failure, rejection, and loss. But there's another kind of fear that I want to focus on today, and that is the fear of God. Now, when we talk about the fear of God, it's important to understand that it's not about being afraid of God in the same way that we might fear a thunderstorm, a wild animal, or a disease. Instead, it's about having a reverence, a deep reverence, and awe for the divine. The Bible says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord, but all the inhabitants of the world, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." That's Psalms 33:8. Now, don't get me wrong. If you do not know the Lord Jesus personally as your Savior, and as the Lord of Lords, as the King of Kings, and believe in him as the Savior from sin, spiritual death, and eternal damnation, you should be very afraid. Because God's wrath and justice are just as real as his love for his children are. Sorry. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, these are my prescription glasses, so I apologize. All right. But let's get back to it. I apologize. Okay, the Bible says in Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. He hates evil. It says pride and arrogance, the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. So clearly God hates just as much as he loves, right? He also clearly warns us, don't fear those who can kill the body, but fear the one who can destroy the soul. The body and the soul in hell. Turn to God. Ask for salvation. He is merciful. The Bible says his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. In Luke 1:50. He's the mediator between you and God's wrath. He took the punishment on the cross that we deserved. Those who call on him and truly believe in him will be saved. Now here's an example of God's mercy on me and how the fear of God carried me through a difficult situation. So I once drove to this beautiful city of Carmel, and I was with my mom and my grandpa. It was going to be a great time. And so we parked the car, we go, and start to walk around, looking at all the nice shops and just having a good time. And eventually we'll find our way to a nice restaurant and hopefully explore the beach. And I've been there before, and it is probably one of my favorite beaches. It's an amazing place. End of day rolls around, and we're getting ready to go back home. And we're walking to the street that I'm almost positive this is where I parked my car. So we're walking I start to look around, and like, I'm pretty sure this is where I parked the car. I was like, I don't know. I just started to think, like, this is crazy. So obviously it's not there. So we start to look up and down, left to right. These streets are like crossing each other, and could not find it for the life of me. I was panicking about for like an hour in my head. I was just like, man, but I was trying my best to just stay focused but I had to run all up and down just looking for my car. And it took me about an hour before I had the courage to go and ask somebody, hey, I need some help. I can't find my car. And I was hoping that you could drive me around to help me, to help me find my car. And they were so nice. So this person helped me. They drove around for like 2 hours. We still couldn't find it. So by the grace of God, I was able to remain calm, even though this was a stressful situation, thinking like I'm an hour and 90 minutes away from home. I'm with my old grandma and my mom. It's like, okay. So definitely I was definitely worried, and I had some fear that, you know, worst case scenario, my car got stolen, you know. But eventually, by the end of the day, and it was like the greatest thing ever, because I was driving around with the police officer looking, and we've stopped at every stop that he could think of, that I described to the best of my ability. And it was like the very last place until that he had an idea, like, hey, look, this is the last place describing what you told me that I think, but he was getting ready to call it, you know. So, and by the grace of God, we stopped, pointed his light, and I was like, that's it right there. That's it. Finally, it was just the whole thing was the point of it is that I know that I was panicking. I was in my head for a bit, and I was fearing the worst case scenario. But surprisingly, by the grace of God, I had, you know, I knew, I trusted in God. I knew that this would work out for the best, despite the circumstances, you know, because I knew who he was. And look what happened. We found it. We made it home safe, you know. So anyways, I know that's a long elaborated story, but I just wanted to share like just an example of just knowing who God is can give you that peace of mind, fear of God, that reverence, that respect for him. So the fear of God is about recognizing the power and majesty of the Creator and acknowledging our own smallness in comparison. It's about understanding that God is holy and just, and that our actions have consequences. One powerful example of someone who demonstrated the fear of God is King David. Despite his flaws and mistakes, David's heart was always turned towards God. In Psalms 86:11, David prays, "Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name." David's life was marked by a profound reverence for God. He sought God's guidance in everything he did, and he was quick to repent when he fell short of God's standards. In Psalm 34:11-14, David encourages others to fear the Lord and turn from evil, saying, "Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." You constantly see that theme, right? You're seeing that fear of God is obeying his commandments, turning away from evil, keeping your tongue from evil, right? So David's example teaches us that the fear of God is not just about acknowledging God's power, but it's also about living a life that honors him. It's about seeking his guidance in all that we do. It's about striving to walk in his ways. The fear of God is also the source of wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, we are told that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. When we fear God, we are most likely to seek his guidance and follow his commandments. And in doing so, we find true fulfillment and purpose. But perhaps most importantly, the fear of God is a source of hope. In Psalms 33:18-19, we read that the Lord's unfailing love surrounds those who fear him, and that he delivers them from death. When we fear God, we can trust in his promises and rest in his grace. So as we go about our lives, let us remember the importance of fearing God. Let us approach him with reverence and awe, trusting in his goodness and his love for us, Let us find comfort, wisdom, and hope in his presence. Thank you.
Amen. All right. That's good. All right.